From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Gospel program. Today we will be sitting in once again on the most famous trial in history. It's that of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mark chapter 15, the verses 6 through to 15, is the portion that we will be looking at. Very soon now, we will be commencing our 25th anniversary gospel mission in our church in Kilskerry. This coming Lord's Day at 7 p.m, to be exact. The Reverend Gordon Dean is the evangelist, and the meetings will continue Monday through to Friday at 8 p.m. for a number of weeks. Already hundreds of homes in the Kilskerry, Trellick, Irvinstown, Balnamallard and Dromore areas will have received invitations to the meetings. And we're looking forward to welcoming many to the services each evening. If you can visit with us, dear listener, at any of the meetings, well, you'll be very welcome. We would ask every Christian to daily remember us in prayer. Our program tonight at 9 o'clock will continue as usual with another extract from the sermon, That Which Makes Heaven, Heaven. Already we have been requested to send out free copies of this sermon. We will, of course, be continuing our study of the marks of grace in a true Christian. Now, we're going to have Jack Halcombe sing for us, Room at the Cross. After we listen, we'll be turning to the verses 6 through to 15 of Mark chapter 15. Have your Bible ready, then, for our study, which we have entitled, Not Jesus, but Barabbas. Here's Jack Halcombe.
Blood
To turn now to Mark chapter 15 and read from the verse 6. Now at that feast he released unto them one prisoner, whomsoever they desired, and there was one named Barabbas, which lay bound with them that had made insurrection with him, who had committed murder in the insurrection. And the multitude crying aloud began to desire him to do as he had ever done unto them. But Pilate answered them, saying, Will ye that I release unto you the King of the Jews? For he knew that the chief priests had delivered him for envy. But the chief priests moved the people, that he should rather release Barabbas unto them. And Pilate answered and said unto them, What will ye then that I shall do unto him whom ye call the King of the Jews? And they cried out again, Crucify him. Then Pilate said unto them, Why? What evil hath he done? And they cried out the more exceedingly, Crucify him! And so Pilate, willing to content the people, released Barabbas unto them, and delivered Jesus, when he had scourged him, to be crucified. Amen, and God will bless this reading from his precious word. It's clear from the gospel accounts of the trial of the Saviour that Pilate was a reluctant participant. I believe that he knew all too well the innocence of the Saviour. Note what is said in verse 10. For he knew that the chief priests had delivered him for envy. The Roman governor was all too familiar with the intrigues and schemes that were at work within the politics of his territory. He knew, it says. He understood what the chief priests were up to. Firstly, because he knew that Jesus was innocent, Pilate tried to have him acquitted. It was but a feeble effort on his part. He could have spoken the word and Christ would have been free. But despite knowing the innocence of Christ, he had other things which he must bear in mind. There were his political ambitions to start with. In John chapter 19 and the verse 12 we read, And from thenceforth Pilate sought to release him, but the Jews cried out, saying, If thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar. That taunt from the Jews immediately curbed Pilate's efforts on behalf of Jesus, and he complied with the wishes of the crowd and crucified Christ. He was willing to content the people, verse 15 tells us. And this is to his everlasting shame and the ruin of a soul. How many are like Pilate still? They know what they should do with Christ. They know that he is the Son of God, the only Saviour of sinners, and that they should believe on him and receive him by faith as their Saviour. But what would friends say? What would workmates say? What of the sneering and mocking? Were we able to interview Pilate now, I have no doubt that he would acknowledge that he made the wrong choice. He should have stood for Christ and resisted the pressures of the people, irrespective of what it may have cost him in time. For what he did has cost him eternal damnation. Those who are in high places need the prayers of God's people. Rulers are still required to give their decisions on matters related to the kingdom of Christ. in today's society, there are many clamouring for changes to be made, which requires rulers to repudiate the claims of Christ. New legislation, which will result in the lowering of public morality, is constantly being sought by those who reject biblical standards. Rulers must choose between Christ and the demands of the crowd still. How few there are who are willing to stand up and be counted. Most are like Pilate. They seek popularity with the multitude, rather than obeying God's law. If they act like Pilate, then they must share with Pilate the consequences of their action. Secondly, how readily some take upon themselves the guilt of rejecting Christ. Pilate gave the people a choice. He customarily released a prisoner at the feast of the Passover as a political gesture. He sought to use this practice as the means of releasing the Lord Jesus. So when the people asked him to do what he had done on former occasions, he suggests that he release Jesus unto them. Verse 9. But stirred up by the priests, the people cried for Barabbas. Verse 10. Pilate then asks the crowd what he would do with Jesus. And the crowd answered, "Crucify him." Verses 12 to 13. What a dreadful decision that is. A willful, deliberate, and wicked decision to reject Christ. Some still reject him in that fashion. In order to give everyone an invitation to our mission, every home for miles around has had an invitation and a little gospel leaflet posted to it. I received one of our gospel tracts back in an unstamped envelope the other day. Someone had scribbled on the top of the tract, "Not wanted, thank you." That is what the people cried out to Pilate. "He's not wanted. Crucify him." In Matthew's Gospel we read that the people said, "His blood be on us and on our children." Matthew 27, verse 25. What a dreadful sentence men and women pass upon themselves and their children by rejecting Christ so. Don't be guilty of such folly today. Finally, there is a wonderful picture of God's plan of salvation in the release of Barabbas. The guilty is set free and the innocent dies in his place. Barabbas, the evil rebel and murderer, is freed, but Christ, the spotless Lamb of God, dies on the cross. Christ undertook to die for his elect at the cross. He took upon himself their guilt and died under their condemnation, and so settled their debt before God. He was wounded for our transgressions. He gave his life a ransom for the many. He was delivered for our offences. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He was made to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Look upon Christ today as the sinner substitute and trust in his death for your salvation. Look in faith to Calvary. Do remember our program tonight at 9 o'clock. Join with us then. Goodbye and God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.